Can't See Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. We're in studio today.
What?
You're in studio.
Because the Cowboys are on a bye, so no Buffalo Wild Wings this week. We'll get back after it.
We've been sitting in here, Alec, this whole time. You didn't notice us in here?
Oh, you have?
Makes sense. He's very busy back there today.
I have a major question to start off this Friday.
Is it a major question?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to do with all this election stuff.
Oh, my God.
How many things have you had to unsubscribe to every day?
Like, because you're getting like junk political stuff.
Stop to end. Yes. Stop it all.
I always reply back with the same thing every time. Three American flags.
But then do they keep asking you for questionnaires or money?
Nope.
Or
they stop.
The world's going to come to the end if this person is elected an official of something. And I'm like, I don't care.
They
like,
usually reply back.
The world
back
keeps going around and around.
They say, that's right. America and patriots use the American
that's what they
flag.
Do.
And it's both Democrats and Republicans that say the same thing back to me.
I mean, that's a winning issue, right? If you just talk to your voters about like, hey, America.
America.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, well.
I love America, man.
All right. We're going to start with NFL. I'm not going to start with the Stars because everyone expects me to start with the Stars. I wanted them to win last night.
Of course you wouldn't start with the Stars.
Yeah.
We're going to
finally lost.
Yeah, man.
It's our team.
My team.
We can only blame you.
All right, we're going to
rooting against.
Did you hear in the post-game show all the Stars players are like, "Did y'all hear what Kevin said this morning?"
Yeah. He knew we couldn't do it and he was right. All right.
See?
I told you we'd be dancing on their grave.
I'm just kidding.
Pulling that.
I'm just kidding. They're 4-1.
It's over.
They're off to an amazing start.
It's over. Mm.
It is also a shout-out Friday. If you want to get your shout-outs in, 877-881-1053. Overreaction or reality? Eagles-Giants is a must-win game for Philly.
Where's the game at?
The game is at the Giants, I think.
If it was at Philadelphia, I guess for some reason I would say yes.
It is at the Giants, yeah.
I'm not saying no, obviously. But I think 10 wins is going to win this division. So they're 3-3, right?
They're 3-2, actually.
They have to get to 10 wins. You would say, hey, the Giants stink. That would be a game you want to win. The Cowboys seem to handle the Giants so easily, but over this time, Philadelphia hasn't handled the Giants as easily. So I think that's a very strong statement. I would say no, because I think nobody's good in this division. I don't think anybody's... Well, the Giants are horrible.
Yes.
I think you have three average teams battling out to see who can get to 10 wins.
I have decided, Kevin, I will only use must win in two situations. One, when you're starting the season and trying to go undefeated. So every game after you've won, if you're still undefeated, that's a must win.
Mm-hmm. With you.
Or, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that support. Or if it's like a playoff, to get into the playoffs.
Okay.
Like, that's a must win. But right now, with so much football still remaining, I think that they would like to win it. And they probably should win it because it's the stupid Giants. I'm sorry I said stupid.
You guys are probably right. I just view this as a game that if Philly loses, you see it fall apart.
I totally get that
but
part. I totally understand
the letter
that.
Of the law.
Because it has felt like everything could fall apart at any point for the Eagles,
sure.
Right? Because their coach doesn't have the support of the fans, kind of, unless they do, like yelling at them is what they love.
I really don't know.
And internally, they look like they got fractured last year and frayed everywhere. So I understand what you're saying there.
Now, overreaction or reality, there's a series of questions involved with this. Anthony Richardson's haircut will turn his season around.
He cut his long. Did he have long hair?
He cut his hair. He did have not as long as Trevor Lawrence, because I know the direction this is going.
Yeah, I hope that moron Trevor Lawrence cuts his.
We'll get to that in a second. And
I shouldn't call him a moron. Just a bad quarterback.
And so he just said, I wanted something new, so why not? And they asked Jonathan Taylor if he would cut his hair short too. And he said, no, my head is too small. And so I thought that was hilarious. I'd never thought about that in my entire life. That's what Jonathan Taylor said. Will
my head's too small.
The haircut spark Anthony Richardson the rest of this season?
Has he been bad?
I mean, and he got hurt again too. It's been a whole.
He's going to get hurt.
It can't hurt.
What?
Like, it can't be worse. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Try anything at this point.
It's like, take
Trevor, if you're listening, Trevor, do something different.
Now, that's my next question. If it does work,
yes,
will Mike force Trevor Lawrence to get a haircut?
I was waiting.
If I was his offensive lineman, I would hold him down against his will and then bring out the blades.
Oh my God. That sounds violent and okay.
That's part of being on a team.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. From the.
So we're a team here. If I could definitely. I grew my hair out long and our ratings just plummeted, would you? Really? Look at that face that he's making right now.
Depends on how many months away it is.
That was the only change that happened, and you decided to screw around with your hair, and then everything went wrong. Then, yeah, the best thing to do is somehow sedate you or to, against your will, cut your hair.
Help, man. Your use like of the phrase against your will this early so many times is very jarring.
I'm glad I'm in a different room.
Let's go to cut number six if we can, whether it's the matchups or the basic fact players haven't recovered yet. Thursday Night Football, overreaction or reality, just kind of sucks.
Blitz on the way. Rattler's in trouble. Pulled down as he throws. And this ball knocked up into the air and deflected and picked off by Cody Barton. Barton looking backwards into the end zone. That is a Denver touchdown.
That was an awful game. Even though like Denver did what they did, it was just a terrible game.
Was it Bobby in our group text that was like, hey, quiet, y'all. Bo Nix is playing.
He did. Mike was texting us about baseball.
With 18 exclamation points because I was just so excited about that Cleveland Yankees game and how great it was. I didn't watch 1 second of the football game, so I wasn't interested at all with Denver and New Orleans.
As you should not have been.
I will say this. Denver's defense is one of the top defenses in the league this year. Like, it's fantastic. And even Sertan was out last night.
Yep.
So that's one thing that is interesting, but whenever, how many times have we looked at great defenses like that and been like, the offense is just boring? They were able to put up a lot of points last night for them, but yeah, that defense is definitely good. New Orleans, not good right now. Good at all.
I'm concerned. I'm going to read this text, and I'm going to tell you this is a neutral opinion. From the 214, this is why I don't get involved in politics. Everything is too negative. NFL overreaction or reality? You want to vote at a sports arena or stadium because AT&T Stadium is being transformed into a polling site. It will be among the largest polling sites in Tarrant County.
So this is a...
You have to live in Tarrant County to do this, right?
That is a good point.
You know what? That's really cool, man. That's a really cool use of that property.
Smart decision.
You know, I had a lot of other things I want to dive in on, but that's a cool use of it. I hope everybody gets their opportunity
to vote. You do or don't have to have an ID to vote.
In Texas?
I don't know. Couldn't I just go there and I'm from Tarrant County? Don't check my name or anything?
I think you still have to be registered.
I've always had to have my ID when I go in. Plano,
same here. So, like, you have to show your driver's license.
Yeah, so that is the case.
What about the curtains?
You know what? I bet they put curtains up.
Yeah,
during the
booth or over the sun.
Both. You know,
it is amazing that for concerts they do that. It's really for. I think it's for sound. It's not for the sun.
Yes,
but they do have those available.
And don't forget, Kevin, if you're voting, remember the most important election of your life.
Until the next one.
Just like the Stars game last night.
Just like the Stars game last night was.
I don't know, man. I was watching one of the Purge movies.
Oh,
where
you don't vote. Don't God. You feel less responsible for if negative things happen?
George Carlin actually has a great bit about that. He said, people like to say, like, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Well, what kind of sense does that make? You chose this S candidate. I, on the other hand, did no such thing and have the right to complain all I like. All right, NFL overreaction or reality. This is a new and improved Cliff Kingsbury. Now, some people are pointing to 2021, where Arizona started out incredibly hot.
Like 10-1 or something.
Yes, and then they fell apart because people got prepared. They were ready to counterpunch. So a lot of people believe that is going to happen with the Commanders offense at some point this season. NFL overreaction, reality, This is a new Cliff Kingsbury.
I would say that this offense is more talented than that offense was. With Terry McLaurin, Daniels playing the way that he's playing, the other weapons they have at receiver, and the ability to run the football the way they do. And I know everybody goes in on Cliff Kingsbury like, oh, it's air raid everything, right? He's always been able to run the ball too. Like it's just been a different approach, and the pass was the most electric part of it. But he's always been able to run the ball. He has with Brian Robinson and Eckler and that group, it's a good group to throw out there. So I don't know, man. Maybe coaches will figure it out at some point, but right now the talent is just as good as the play calling.
They've scored on 61.8% of their drives this season. That's the highest since they started recording the numbers in 1999.
My real answer is I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wonder this. We saw this with Dak Prescott his rookie year. And Dak Prescott struggled his second year, then got a lot better his third year, and has stayed a solid quarterback from that point on. How much is it Cliff Kingsbury, and how much is it it's a new quarterback? It's a new off. Like, I don't know. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, teams are like, how do we prepare? Now you have approximately 6 games of film to kind of have an idea, but I just remember the first play Jason Garrett, it felt like, would always run was a fake handoff, roll out to the right, pass to the tight end. And then eventually teams were like, all right, if you're the left defensive end, don't crash down. They're not handing it off. Just go straight up the field and knock the living crap out of Dak Prescott. And then they had to stop doing that, almost giving Dak like an easy first completion and maybe like a 5 to 15 yard play. I'm throwing that out as an example to go, yeah, it could be new Cliff Kingsbury, all of these things, or could it be he's with a new quarterback, I don't know. That's where I'm throwing.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get you. Overreaction or reality, Christian McCaffrey will not play more than 3 games this season. I know there's a lot of football to go.
Reality.
Is he still in Germany?
No.
Regular season games.
Not. Yes.
Yeah, that's reality. I think if
you think he's going to play at all?
I think if there's playoffs that... I mean, Jerry even said this the other day. There are some guys, Eric Kendricks, or Steven said this with us. Eric Kendricks probably would have played if it was a playoff game.
Yeah.
And I think that if he's even 80%, they would say, hey, it's time to go. And he would want to be out there. But for the regular season, they might be saving him. I've heard that teams do that sometimes. They save their players, their running backs especially. So they might be saving him for that moment, because wearing him out in the regular season might not help him. Later on.
Good question. I have no clue. What have they said his update is right now?
They keep saying optimistic he'll return.
Calf, Achilles.
Oh, but like, are they giving it like in 4 to 6 weeks?
I still have not heard.
When you're dealing with Achilles, it just like that area, that's, you don't want to mess with it too much. You want to give it as much rest as you can.
Yeah. Right. I think the answer is honestly no.
I'll say over because I'm hoping he comes back and plays great and leads San Francisco to a nice run in the playoffs.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality. Look at you go. The Atlanta Falcons.
Optimistic Mike.
Are good. Now.
Find out in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that actually is a really good point.
Atlanta, as good as the Saints are against the Cowboys.
Atlanta's 4-2. But they did have a negative point differential before they played the Panthers, and that was in their last game.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a winning record with a negative point differential, and then they beat up on the craptastical Panthers.
So I will compare this to the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago when everybody said they were fraudulent, but their record was like really good.
Yes.
I'll compare it to that because I don't think their defense is that good, but their offense is good enough to force defenses to scramble and force other offenses to try and play catch up. Kirk Cousins has been pretty good with this offense. That's what they needed. They needed, like, Drake London needed something like that. Kyle Pitts needed something like that. Bijan Robinson needed something like that. So they needed a quarterback that could play the position. I don't think their defense is that good.
It's a good idea from the 817. Peace-a-thon giveaway idea. Highest bidder gets to be a part of the Fantex group. I'd pay to be a part of that just to see.
Oh, man.
Some days there's a lot going on in that text group.
Can you imagine some of the people that would want to be in that text group?
I can think of at least
one. The information that they would want to know out of that group.
Yes, absolutely.
It is a pretty spicy little bunch, I'll tell you that.
All right, you can only answer this last one with a yes or a no. NFL or an overreaction to reality, I guess makes more sense. The Cowboys season is donezo.
Overreaction. Because there's, you know, I can't say anymore. You said I couldn't.
That's right.
No. He said only answer yes or no.
But he changed it. I agree with you, Mike. It was confusing.
Like, gosh.
I admit. I will accept that. All right. So you say
I will say no because I just stated earlier to start this the Philadelphia. I think if you can get to 10 wins, you can win this division. I don't see any team in the East doing any damage in the playoffs. But can the Cowboys still win this division? Yes, they can. Washington has a lot to prove. Philadelphia has not played well since about week 9 of last year.
True.
So I think the Cowboys aren't very good. I think they're an average NFL football team who can get destroyed by good football teams. But that doesn't mean they can't win this division. So I'd say, no, it's not done, man. Let's tune in.
And then it'll be just at the end of the year, it'll be a I told you so tour, right?
I mean, great.
From Bobby.
Yeah, that's fine.
Maybe the Joneses.
They call him Mr. January.
We're the KNC masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Or Mr. October, Reggie Jackson.
No, I understood, Mike.
He was really good in October.
Coming up next.
I think that.
Shut up! We're in the middle of a tease!
Like he could have 3 dongs in the game.
That means home runs, Kevin.
Coming up next, let's talk stars. Plus, how many of the current top 10 NFL QBs will actually be top 10 at the end of the season? Next on The Fan.
Keep the heat on here.
Radish takes it back. Sends one to the goal.
Score! KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to anyone who could possibly guess who said the following two statements during the break. They don't have turkeys in space, and we don't have spacesuits for turkeys.
That's true.
That's a great point. From the 214, shout-out to the taco lady who gave me extra onions on my taco. I will take that at face value.
How mad would you be with that lady?
I would be
that person
so
was happy.
Mad. Yeah. Goes,
extra onions.
What? From the 817, shout out to my daughter, Eloise, who's been killing it at school and home. Third grade superstar. Fantastic. Now we need to talk about the stars.
Heck yeah, man. I love them.
All right.
This streaming thing isn't working
out for me. I actually do want to talk about that. And we could talk about the game. The Stars lose their first of the season to the Capitals, 3-2. We played you the what ended up being the go-ahead goal. But you said the streaming thing's not going to work for you. I wanted to reach out to our listeners and get a vibe for how your Victory Plus experience has gone so far. And when you say it's not going to work for you, did you have problems with the actual stream, or it was just like, hey, I'm watching baseball, I'm doing other stuff?
I have when I click my YouTube TV button for what else is on,
yeah,
I have Mavs and Bucks. Coming up after that is Lakers and Suns. Right now you have on the American League Championship Series, the National League Championship Series that will be getting started here pretty soon. And I can quickly flip those channels. I'm not a huge Stars fan. I am, like most of people in DFW, a very casual, I'll catch them if I catch them Stars fan.
Yeah.
That's why their ratings are what they are. That's why there's a low salary cap in NHL. And if it's not like right there just to click on during a commercial of the other games, that might hold me until they go to commercial break. I'm not going to stream it on my phone and then throw it on the TV. I know that sounds weak of me, but I'm almost 47. I didn't grow up that way. I wasn't as an adult that way. So I think this whole streaming thing to then throw it on your television, I just won't do. Like for MLB, I get all the MLB games, but it's on that MLB app on my television. I just have to click that button, and now all 15 games, I can just choose which 15 games, which broadcast I want to watch out of the home team or visiting team. It's, to me, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think for most of us, I could be wrong, but for most of us, we're not going to go through the hassle of all of that.
Yeah, the hardcore Stars fan will.
Yeah.
Right, like that's, but for casual fans, it's gonna be difficult to kind of figure that out. So when I'm watching, if there's other stuff on, I can just turn it on my laptop or my phone and do it and have something else going. which we'll discuss at noon, I believe. That's kind of what I was rocking last night. But so far, the idea of it is good, and I hope they can. I hope that it becomes a little more fluid in the way that it works for other people.
Okay, see, because I haven't had an issue with it thus far either. I think this is probably a fair point from the 830. Victory Plus is good, extremely slight buffering, but nothing terrible. I think that is a fair critique, but then you get the idea from the 817. It's a great concept. The app kind of sucks, though. I would love more information for the people who don't like the app, because you're about to see an explosion of this. The Rangers are working on their own app, at least as far as we know. The Mavericks are going to make an announcement next week about their streaming abilities. I'm not saying every single one of these is going to be an individual app, but you can't rule it out. Like, it doesn't sound like they're all going to Victory Plus, and we just need to streamline this one app.
Yeah, and they did say it's a step in the right direction. And for all these franchises, they're not only are they trying to figure out how to build the broadcast for it, you know, because they're basically with Bally, they're just kind of taking a lot of pieces from it and saying, all right, help us do this thing. But then in addition to that, they're like, hold on, we didn't realize that our servers weren't going to be able to blast this thing out as fast as we needed it to. And now we got to go, you know, upgrade all that stuff. So there's a lot that goes into what they're trying to accomplish.
See, this is interesting because I've mostly used Victory Plus on my computer.
Yeah, that's how I've done it
thus far. And somebody said, it's great on my computer. I've been having issues with it over the TV. And then another person brought up a point that I have to admit, hadn't even thought about at all. Is Victory Plus isn't available at very many bars right now. Ooh. So if you're like jumping from
bars,
that's a great point. I didn't think about
most bars. Buffalo Wild Wings probably doesn't have Victory Plus. Like, you can't go to Buffalo Wild Wings and watch a Stars game.
Yeah, most bars don't have smart TVs set up. So the smart TV is kind of, now that being said, they have a lot of plugins, so they just have to upgrade some things. But that's running cables to your TVs all over the place that you didn't have before. Yeah. So it is a little problematic at the moment.
From the 972, agree with Mike, not user-friendly. From the 574, it's still a million times better than Bally, though. And I know for...
Can they respond? Let me ask this. Not that I'm defending Bally's. They're done with the Rangers, too. Is why I could just buy DirecTV... Yeah. And then click on channel 676 and have the game. Yeah. It was part of TNT, TBS, ABC, all the ESPNs. To me, I guess that's just how I grew up. I just am not going to go apping around to try to find games.
I'm going to guess. I want people to have their say, whether it's on the YouTube, the Twitch, Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney text line. My guess is just going to be straight up cost. Is they're just going to be like, yeah, Victory Plus was free and I'd already cut the cord. Like, you and I have talked about this a whole lot. I think if you really wanted to watch the teams last year, you could have found
plenty
of ways to make it happen. But my guess would be cost is going to be the number one thing that comes out of that. From the 972, Corey, I trust you know what this means. They just need to use the middle out algorithm.
That's right. Get the right algorithm going.
Shout out to everyone who has ever seen the television show Silicon Valley. As far as the game itself, I know we have had a lot of fun with the Stars going undefeated and 4-1 is still an incredible start to the season. Corey, are you pleased that you got another goal from Jason Robertson? Are you concerned when you look at that second period? Because we've talked so much about you need your backup goaltenders to be able to carry the water. And giving up 3 goals in a game, not the end of the world. When you get them all in the same period, that is a little concerning.
Yeah, and then you weren't able to do anything in the third. Like, to be able to get anything going there, you threw it at it, but it just didn't work out. Yeah, I would love for DeSmith to be exactly what Andre was. Here's a question, Kevin. Why is the guy that just signed an 8-year, $66 million contract have the night off?
You know what? I am prepared to answer that question.
Okay. But it does feel like the beginning of collapse.
What?
This is my feeling right now.
No.
This is how it happens.
Thank you.
I remember when the Rangers went to Colorado and they were 22-17
You
on
did
the year.
Not think at that moment that was the beginning.
He was on the broadcast. I remember listening to that, watching
did you
him
say
talk
on the
about
broadcast,
it.
Season's over.
Nobody knew until it kept it's going downhill.
I think
we don't know. Last night was the downhill.
Just a moment to understand.
Look, I love this song.
It's just as easy to lose four in a row.
It's not the end of everything. It's just the end of everything you know. And
I never heard this song.
It's Bob really Schneider. It's one of my favorite artists.
The guy from Saturday Night Live?
Nope, different
That's
guy.
Rob Schneider.
That and line right there just it epitomizes what happened, Kevin. We were 4-0, and it's not the end of the season, but it's the end of everything that is being undefeated right now.
I guess.
And I appreciate Bob Schneider and Alec taking care of it here, because that's a moment right there.
Thanks a lot,
it's
Alec.
A big time struggle. And anytime our teams lose, I think we should play that song.
I just want to say for the record, for the Ottinger part, it's because wasn't the thought what that at least the struggles of maybe not this past postseason, but the one before that was because of regular season burnout. Like you want to get him closer in line with
that.
The top group of goalies, not I'm going to be at the top of most minutes played in the regular season. So I'm not surprised by this strategy at all. The second period was disappointing. The rest of the season for the Stars has been super exciting thus far.
Yeah.
So I'm okay
except for,
with it.
Yeah, except for last night, yes. Which you were pulling for.
No, I was not. From the 3-2-5, it's better than Bally's because I shouldn't have had to pay for DirecTV to watch the Rangers, Mr. Moneybags, Stars, Mavs, and WNBA.
Well, okay, listen,
I guess you're not paying for Victory Plus. You're going to have to pay for an antenna, or you're going to have to pay for Roku or whatever it is to get the Mavericks. Like, how did you, before Bally's did what they did, how did you watch the Stars for free? It was still part of a package that you paid ATT UVerse or Spectrum.
I thought they've always been on Fox Sports.
The way people describe free, it is very interesting because, like, you'll see a movie that will come on a service that you subscribe to and pay for, and you'll be like, well, yeah, but now it's free.
Yeah.
And you're like, but not really, right? Because you're still paying for that service and everything. From the 575, I hope this isn't true. Hey guys, can I get a quick shout out to Kevin for single-handedly ruining my 12-leg parlay? Everything hit except the Stars winning would have been $4,500 off of 25.
See?
I was rooting for your parlay.
You were rooting against them.
No, if you're a Tolo, I'm probably rooting for your parlay unless it has a direct negative impact against one of my teams. I like the Stars. I love the Stars. I wanted them to win. From the 214, shout out to my wife, Jessica. Good name. And shout out to Sean, who was wrongly suspended. Sean is not suspended. His ability to breed has been suspended indefinitely. But he is not suspended.
Kevin,
most likely.
That's true. That's a good point.
If you like this stuff, Dak and it looks like Sarah Jane are engaged now.
That's nice.
He put his daughter in a onesie that says, Mommy, Daddy has a question for you.
Ooh.
And then they got engaged. So
decidedly less romantic if it would have been, will you change my diaper? Right?
Daddy has a question. How do we score points? Like, if you could help me with that,
no.
That would be awesome.
Come on.
Congratulations to Dak and Sarah Jane. That's awesome. That really is cool.
I have a theory for the Cowboys.
Okay. Do I want to hear this?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? Change CD Lamb's jersey with Jalen Tolbert's. So they go out.
Defenses won't know.
Yeah. Because they're trying to shut down CD Lamb. And so they're then accidentally shutting down Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah.
And then CD Lamb. Now, this is going to be the tough thing. CD Lamb's going to have really horrible stats this year. But Jalen Tolbert's going to take off.
Because everybody's going to be like, oh, CeeDee Lamb, no catches today. Number 88.
Go double 88, but CeeDee Lamb's not in 88.
Then the trade value of Jalen Tolbert through the roof.
Is that not against NFL rules? Would nobody
tell me if there's
nobody
notice?
I don't know the rules.
That looks like a different person.
Dude, if they don't notice, then it's not against the rules.
You can't take your helmet off the whole game. This is the deal. And you probably need to wear a visor.
Yeah, move on.
Tell me that's not a bad thing to try.
I agree with Mike.
Pretty sure it's against the rules. I think it is a bad thing to try. We're the KNC masterpiece.
Yeah. Right bring up here. Rule. Bring up the rule. What? Rule 274?
I'll look into the rule book. I don't know. Coming up next, it's time with Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick. And Mike Bassick Sr.
We talk about the greatest game of 2024 next.
Plateau, Batazo! Profundo! Feliz Navidad! Feliz Navidad! John Kelsinor! Acaba de empatar el encuentro la Navidad en octubre!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. That was the call, the Spanish call from the Cleveland game last night. Right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick and his dad.
Yeah, special guest Mike Bassick Sr. Hey, Dad, what did they say on that? You played in Venezuela?
I don't know. Mi español es muy malo. No recuerdo las palabras.
Oh, nice work.
All right, so I want to get to one more highlight. This is my dad on the line who played for the Texas Rangers, Minnesota Twins, has coached a lot of summer league high school baseball over the last, two decades. Is that about right, Dad?
That's correct.
All right, so let's play your special moment last night, and a special moment for all of baseball, but David Fry, after striking out in the bottom of the eighth inning with two outs, gets another chance in extra innings in the bottom of the 10th inning. Let's hear the David Fry from Grapevine home run.
Winning run at third, two down for David Fry. He's walked and struck out. Any way at all here. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. There she goes!
A walk-off home run! David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
All right, so here's what's really cool. David Fry is from here, grew up in Grapevine. We talked about Max Muncy's having a great playoffs. He's from Keller for the Dodgers. David Fry is 28 years old. This is his first full season in the major leagues. He did make the All-Star team this year. Dad, you got to know David Fry as a teenager from Grapevine High School playing summer league baseball for you. Can you describe how great David Fry was in high school and how everybody wanted him to play for their college?
Well, that would be 100% false.
Oh.
David was our shortstop, and he was a very good fielding, and whatever he could get to, he would catch, and he had a very nice arm, still has a very nice arm. My job would be to go talk to college coaches and convince them that those players can help their college team. And one particular, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to embarrass the coaches because they'll feel like an idiot that they didn't sign him. But one of the colleges in the really close area, I told him, I said, hey, this kid's going to play shortstop and he's going to be all conference for 4 years. He's going to hit in the 3-4-5 hole and just a wonderful player. He, you know, if you don't want him at short, because his range was limited even then, but whatever he could get to, he could catch. I actually compared him to Roy Smalley, who was my shortstop for both Texas and Minnesota. Roy's range was very limited, but whatever Roy touched, he'd catch, and then he had a cannon for an arm. So I'm trying to sell David to these colleges and not doing very well. And David's maybe 6'1", and he probably started the summer at 170 pounds, and by the end of the summer, he was down to 160. He wasn't a big guy. He probably hit one or two or three home runs for me that summer, the whole summer. But he's a line drive hitter, and he's a gamer. I mean, when the game is on, if there's a ground ball hit to win the game, I want the ball hit to him because I know he's going to catch it, and I know he's going to throw him out. If there's a guy in second base and two out in the last inning and we need that run to either tie or win, I want David Fry up because I know he's going to be come through. He's Mr. Clutch. He's the perfect baseball player.
With a great attitude, right?
The best attitude. I mean, you know, everything he was always asking, what do I need to do to get better? And he would always, if anything, his biggest problem is he'd try to overwork. So he ends up getting a scholarship to Northwestern State in Louisiana. It's in Natchez. I may be saying that wrong, Natchez. And he's all everything for that college for 4 years. There's a mural of him on campus.
Wow.
He holds all the records. He gets drafted in the seventh round by the Milwaukee Brewers. And he signed for, I believe it was $10,000. And he just started in the low minors. And every year he made a jump up. He'd make the All-Star team every year. He ends up catching probably, and he's drafted more as a catcher than anything, but he can play third. He can play first. He could be a DH. Obviously you saw that on TV. He can play a little bit of outfield if he had to. His running skills are mediocre at best on a major league level, but his arm is nice. He's a baseball player. I mean, there's no other way. And he wants the ball. I mean, if you were a pitcher looking for a relief pitcher, that's the guy you'd want to give him ball because he wants the ball and he's going to win the game for you.
So right now, Mike Bacsik Sr. on the line with us. When David Fry came up in the 10th inning, he struck out to end the 8th inning. Because you know him, and I know you knew him at more 17, 18 years old than 27, 28 years old, because sometimes that can ruin a guy, right? A big situation, you strike out, and now you have to do it again in the same game, and your confidence can be down a little bit. Did you feel like watching it, not that you knew he was going to hit a home run, but that the moment wouldn't be too much for him even after striking out to finish the 8th inning?
I'm going to sound like I knew that he was going to hit the home run, but I didn't. But I knew that he was going to wash that or hit the delete button on the strikeout and look forward to an at-bat that he could help the team win the game. And of course, he did. I thought he was going to hit a line drive over the shortstop's head or a line drive up the middle because that's the type of hitter he is. He elevated it a little bit and he got out of the park. I mean, he doesn't have – his DNA is I'm going to win. When he got drafted or when he first got called up to the big leagues, they told him, they said, hey, I don't know what we're going to do with you. I don't know if we're going to catch you. I don't know if we're going to play at first or third or DH or whatever, but you're a major league player. And he's proven them correct.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Pops.
Awesome stuff.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Look forward to turning you guys and listening to you the rest of the day.
There it is.
All right.
Thank you.
I love it.
Turn it on, leave it on.
So there's David Fry. I think this is the cool thing about our Metroplex is we have so many guys that make it and are, like, we could talk about Max Muncy. I could probably find a coach of Max Muncy who coached him in high school and stuff and talk about how he's 12 for his last 12 getting on base, which is a major league record now in postseason history. So I just wanted to bring on my father because when I was talking to him last night about David Fry, I was like, you know, he's from here. He's like, yeah, I know he's from here. I coached him. So I didn't know till last night that he was like, yeah, I coached him for a couple years in summer league baseball. So David Fry, there's a little bit of background for you on that person. So if you're looking for maybe another person to root for besides just like Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, that gives you a background of David Fry from, I believe, Grapevine High School.
Yeah.
It says born here in Irving, Texas. And then obviously it also shows if you're good, this is always tough. If you're good, but and you love the game, especially in baseball, don't give up on it. I think a lot of my friends, I'll just be honest. A lot of my friends, you heard just my dad, like why does Mike talk that way? Sometimes so blunt. My boss doesn't like it at times, but I get it from the Bacsik family, is that don't quit just because all you're getting offered is maybe I don't even know if Mountain View has a baseball team, to be honest, but Mountain View and like your best scenario is Blinn or Navarro. And just like most of my friends that, because they don't understand baseball, they're like, why are you sending your kid who could go to UT or A&M or TCU for education? Why would you make them go to Blinn? Tell them to quit. Tell them to quit. Don't go to Mountain View to just to play community college baseball. And I'd say, guys, it's your development is so far away at 17 and 18 years old. And I'll just finish it with this. I know people want to quit on Jack Leiter here at the station, here as Texas Ranger fans. I'm telling you, he's only 24. He might not ever be good.
Yeah.
But there's a chance that Jack Leiter ends up winning 50 games in his career for the Texas Rangers. His development is not over. Even at 24, even going to Vanderbilt, this is not the Dallas Cowboys. At 24, you can kind of say your development somewhat over. You just have to stay at that peak till about 30, and then most guys it'll start dropping off because of how tough and physical football is. But David, nobody wanted David Fry. So if you're a parent right now listening and your kid's batting 350 for Arlington Martin, but nobody seems to want him and he's going into his senior year, don't tell him to just go to TCU and quit baseball because the only people that want you are Northwestern State University in Louisiana. Your kid might end up being an all-star and a hero.
Great message, Mike.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm excited to see the feedback here.
Uh-oh.
For all the scandals, insults, disappointing seasons, why do you still love the Dallas Cowboys? Because I love the Dallas Cowboys. Corey, I know you do too. Why do you still love the Dallas Cowboys? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.